1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Phil. I just got done looking at CNN, and they also had the story on there. And I was just taking some notes.
Larry Grover is down from Bakersfield for a few months now. You were with Citizens of Kern County. Presently, you're doing what?
Well, presently, right now, Phil, I'm out of I'm not working actively in politics. I'm working for I'm a night manager at a printer's shop, which is a little bit of a step down, a little bit of a disappointment. But I'm trying to kind of get my bearings again and pull myself back together again after a disappointing time with the Clinton presidency. But we're looking forward to having George Bush in there, and I'm very disappointed, obviously, that people are misinterpreting this rats controversy.
And all right, let's tell people we're talking about. Republican presidential candidate George W. Bush, there's nothing underhanded about a GOP ad in which the word rats appears on a screen for a split second. This is a commercial about Al Gore's prescription drug plan, and the word bureaucrats is going all over the place, and then the word rats appears very, very prominently, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Can you tell me why that is?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, what I think you have to see this in context. The Democrats... And I think there's a little bit of anger that you have to see in context. We are trying to win a presidential race here, and the Democrats have for years gotten all the Hollywood personalities out to their fundraisers. They have the big names, and after 40 years, even longer, of seeing this, we get a little bit upset. I came off of an 8-year campaign of trying to get Bill Clinton impeached and trying to get the American people to see the truth. And what I got was Bill Clinton still in office. And as you know, my wife and family have left me, and I live with my mother. And I work as an all-night manager at a print shop. I mean, there's a pattern there. And
are you unhappy, but I mean, are you depressed?
No, I feel like I can bring my life back. But there's a big difference between Bill Clinton and me, and I think it's unfair. So, yes, we get angry. We get angry. Finally somebody gets fed up with it, and they put an ad out there that says exactly how we feel. These people are rats. And
well, that's extremely personal, isn't it?
Well, Phil, but nothing's more personal than not having had sex for 4 years or having the glow of Hollywood, and you see Warren Beatty at their parties, and you get Charlton Heston at your parties, and you want to bury your face in your hands, and you want to break down. And that's what I've wanted to do for 8 years. And now Bo Derek... has jumped on a conservative bandwagon.
I read where Bo Derek is now a Republican, right?
Yeah, well, it's 20 years later, 20 years too late. She was a 10, and now it's 20 years later, so you tell me. You know...
What are you saying? You're saying that Hollywood...
Hollywood has been with the Democrats from the beginning, and it gradually makes you angry. Until somebody who puts a political ad on television finally just said they are rats. And for me, I would have made it stronger language. And
so you endorse this ad that was placed by the Republican National Committee that has the word rats in it.
I think it is understandable anger on the part of the Republicans against the Democrats. I think it's understandable.
What do you mean you put up, we used a stronger word?
The way I feel about the Democrats and what they've done to this country for 8 years, I would have put, just bad, 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 bad. That's what I'd say. They're bad. And what they've done to our country.
All right, we got Larry Grover on the line. If you guys haven't heard about the story, the Republican National Committee put a TV ad on the air, and it ran for 2 weeks. And there is some people call it a subliminal cut of the word rats that pops up. Now, there is the word bureaucrats going everywhere, but yes, rats does pop up prominently for a few seconds. Larry, it's your feeling that this is purposely put in there by angry Republicans.
I think we're all angry, Phil. We've seen our country... I've seen Bill Clinton do whatever he wants to do sexually. I've seen him. I saw a picture of him with Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres, and I said, all that, look what he gets to do. And I worked for a long time to try to get our country set straight, and I'm working at a printing place where people come in and have their wedding invitations done, and I have the 11 o'clock to 7 a.m. shift. And why? These are the questions. I resent Bill Clinton's power. Obviously, I'm angry about that. And I'll ask you a question. Why is Al Gore more popular with women than George Bush?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Al Gore's more popular with women than George Bush because I think he's got his wife out there on the campaign trail with him. I think he puts her out there. I think George Bush's wife is nowhere to be seen.
But the fact remains that he's more popular with women than George Bush, isn't he?
Al Gore is more popular with women from the polls that I've seen.
And that's what I mean. And here we go again with that. Here we go again with that. We're afraid we're going to have another 4 years of Republicans who are not going to be getting laid as much as Democrats. I'm an overnight manager at a printer. Oh, God.
Okay.
It's just overwhelming.
Okay. All right. You want to take a break here?
No, it's overwhelming to see what's happened to our country. And in about 6 hours, I got to go to work, and I'm going to be printing up flyers for people's car washes. And that, to me, is a tough deal to have to swallow while Al Gore gets to have women voting for him. I was the chairman of the Conservatives of Kern County.
Look, Larry, nobody is disputing that you worked very hard. Take work. As the chairman of the Conservatives of Kern County, say, yes, you did it. You kicked butt. No, Bill Clinton is not out of office.
He's not out of office, though. He's not out of office.
That's right, but you did the best you could, okay? To be angry enough to put rats into a commercial, the Democrats are making political hay out of this, man. You know that, don't you?
Well, you know what? The Democrats are making political hay out of that. But when Bill Clinton lets a girl give him one in the White House, I guess nobody gets to make political hay out of that, huh? The point that I want to stress is it's not fair what's been done to Republicans, and it just isn't fair. I lost my car. I buy select brand at Vons. I don't buy brand names. I had a beautiful home. I live with my mother. Okay, I take the bus now. Okay, I accept that. But why can't we be angry? Republicans have a right to be angry.
So you are saying essentially that this ad was put out there and the word rats is in this ad because
of anger on the part of the Republican Party, because Warren Beatty goes to their parties, Hollywood's over at their parties, all the women like Al Gore, no women are voting for George Bush. I work and I take the bus and Bill Clinton is going to retire to New York. If you look back on all of that, yes, they're rats. And it's going to come out. I'm surprised it took this long. I thought it would come out of the Dole election, but it didn't. I hate Democrats. If everyone were honest, they'd admit it too. They have been right.
It's an anger thing.
I'm angry and I'm disappointed, Phil.
All right, Larry Grover, a prominent Republican at one time with Conservatives of Kern County, which was a political action committee, and is now not professionally in politics any longer. You're still a voting conservative Republican, though, right?
Oh, you better believe it. Till the day that I'm dust, till the day that you can smell me a block away, I am going to be a voting Republican.
Okay, that's that image in my mind.
Well, what I'm saying is, Phil, that even long after they're carrying me out in a blue drum, I think that it...
Why would they be carrying you out in a blue drum?
The point I'm trying to make is, because if I die alone, they won't find me for a few days, and I'll be going out in a blue drum.
All right, I don't even know where this is going.
What I'm saying is, Phil, that I am alone now because of what I did working for the Democrats.
All right, Larry Grover with us. He says the reason why rats is in that ad is because simply the Republicans are angry. Angry that Hollywood is behind them. Angry that all the women are going to vote for Gore. It sounds to me like you're just angry that Democrats are sexier than Republicans.
And I don't know why that is, but they're perceived as being sexier. They're perceived as being better looking. I hate them. I've always hated them.
Even in a country where it's okay to be a member of the opposing party, you have a personal thing.
There was just once I wished that this was almost like Nazi Russia, where you could say only one party, because that's how much I hate them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The description there from at least one Republican, the word rats is in that George Bush ad because the Republicans are just angry. Angry that they may lose this election, angry that that they're not as sexy as Democrats. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover is with us from Conservatives of Kern County. He is, it's a former conservative political action committee. And
well, I'm no longer involved with them, Phil.
I understand that, but you have...
But I was involved with them for some 15 years, and they were a political action committee, absolutely.
Okay. In any event, what I'm trying to say is you are with us to talk a little bit about this rats thing in the Republican Party ad.
Yeah, it's an ad that was placed by the Republican Party, by the Republican National Committee. It has the word rats in it. And, you know, while George Bush is denying it, and while all these Republicans are running for cover, what you have really is a very honest expression of anger on the part of the Republican Party against the Democrats, who always get the support of Hollywood. And
well, what is this, a jealous of Hollywood thing?
I think it is a natural jealous of Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up Warren Beatty. You said they get Warren Beatty, we get Charlton Heston, and now we got Bo Derek, and it's been 20 years later.
I'm just telling you that I'm angry, too. They are rats.
This is, I'm going to tell you this right now, Larry. This thing, this faux pas, is not playing well. George Bush is having to answer a lot of questions about this, and it's not doing him any good. Here is Laguna Niguel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Fine.
Yes, basically, I just want to debate that. No, I do not believe the Republicans would purposely put an ad out there. That is absolutely insane.
Well, wait a minute. It ran for 2 weeks. Everybody saw it. Two solid weeks it ran.
Why would the Republican Party
shoot
that low? We don't need to.
It ran for two solid weeks.
Yeah, but that, you know, to me, I think that, you know, the Republican Party is strong enough. They don't need to see anything.
It ran for two solid weeks. So why did it...
Phil, why do you keep asking this lady the same question?
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't have an answer. You
well,
say
no,
they don't,
I
need to do it, and if they don't need to do it, why'd they do it?
We did it because we're angry at the possibility we're going to lose this election. George Bush has taken a 16-point lead and thrown it in the toilet in the last month. And I don't know how that guy did it coming off the convention bounce that he got. So, yeah, we're angry. We probably got the wrong candidate for all I care.
Do you really believe that?
Well, right now, if that guy takes a 16-point lead and turns it into a 2-point deficit, there's somebody there is pissed off. And
have you got a reason why, ma'am?
No, this is just insane. I just don't see our Republican
Party.
Why
did they let it run for 2 weeks?
Because we think Democrats are rats. We think the Democrats are rats because we think the Democrats are people who have absolutely no... Bill Clinton got all the sex he wanted.
Oh, here we go again, man. You are always...
Well, he did. He got all the sex that he wanted for 8 years while he was married to another woman. But he was getting sex while he was married to a woman who was not the one he was getting sex... He was getting sex from his wife, but also from another woman, okay? Now, Bill Clinton, and meanwhile, my wife leaves me, and I have my life right. Democrats have better-looking candidates. They get more chicks. Even lesbians are loving them. You got Ann Hayes and the other guys there.
Answer me the question, okay? 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking with Larry Grover about the rats ad. Answer me the question, why is it they're so angry they put rats in an ad?
Phil, I will tell you this much, that I was a participating member of the Republican Party, and now I don't have a wife, I don't have any kids.
I got it. They left because you were working so hard on getting him out of office.
Yes, I was. I am afraid that the day is going to come when I'm going to die alone.
Is that what this is about? I mean,
it's about anger, yeah.
But it's about you dying alone?
It's about my anger.
Your anger at the Republicans or
my anger at Democrats.
What is your anger at Democrats? Tell me.
They get to have chicks and sex, and Republicans don't.
That's it. And the fact
that my wife and kids are gone, right. And the fact that there's a very real possibility that someday I might have an orgasm so strong that I'll bump my head on the side of the tub, I will pass out, I will die, and I won't be found for 4 days.
That is an absurd notion.
No, it is not, Phil. When you were alone for as many years as I have been, and I can't even buy. God damn it.
What's the...
I can't, you know, when you don't have a woman with you, and I can't, I couldn't go out and buy it right now.
Let me make a suggestion for you, Larry. I mean, you're going to have to do this, okay? If it's all about getting laid for you...
And when they find me, my hand's covered in Vaseline. What about that?
What about it?
What about it? I've got a wife and four kids. They're going to read about finding me dead with my hand covered with Vaseline.
You're afraid that you're going to be found... After having bumped your head on a tub because you passed out during having an orgasm.
That's correct.
And your hands covered with Vaseline.
Correct. And Bill Clinton, where's he? I'll tell you where he is. He's with Anne Heche and Monica Lewinsky and a whole slew of lesbians. And I'm sitting there.
With your hand covered in Vaseline.
Right. And that's what we're talking about, and that's the issue for most Republicans. Clinton gets to have sex. Clinton and Gore get to have the support of women. Clinton and Gore get to have the support of Hollywood and the Hollywood establishment. And meanwhile, guys like me sit in a tub, blacking out with Vaseline. Oh, God.
Here is Tucson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I think he's wrong. Because I don't
wrong. I've worked for 8 years with the conservatives of Kern County.
Sir, you had your say. Let me have mine.
Bill is having Lesbo Party 2000, and all I get is Rosy Palm.
Excuse me.
Well, you know
like
what I mean.
Said, you've had your say. Let me have mine.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Are you a Republican?
That's affirmative. I am a Republican.
Well, thank God.
And if you'd listen to Rush Limbaugh this morning...
I never miss his show. But
well,
today,
you should have took what he said. That
I might have
the
been
person that made this ad. I mean, the word rats is only on the screen for something like 1/13th of a second.
Well, I understand that,
and it's partly.
All right, let me ask the gentleman in Tucson.
Is scrolling
let me ask the gentleman
in
Tucson. The gentleman in Tucson, hold on for a minute. We'll be right back. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-44. Oh, no, we still can. I'm sorry, I keep breaking at 27. It's 28. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Like I said, it's
am I back too?
Yeah, you're back.
Right, because you broke too early.
I know. Go ahead, sir, in Tucson.
Okay, like I said, what I wanted to say was that
the gentleman in
to
Tucson.
The person that made the ad. Right. This thing, it scrolls across the screen, the word bureaucrats. So rats came out first. Like I say, it's only there for something like 1/13th of a second.
I think it's great.
And I find it, like I told your screener, I find it absolutely amazing that the Democratic Party can get so upset about this, some innoxious little word like rats.
Well, I thought it was great.
It was perfectly all right for that clown on late night TV out there to put a picture of George Bush up. And with the words across the bottom of the screen, sniper wanted. They got a big kick out of that. They thought that was funny as hell.
That was a hell of a deal. And I'll tell you right now, Democrats are rats.
Well,
it's the time we finally said something about it.
But
okay?
Like I say, it wasn't intentional.
It was brilliant. And you're telling me it wasn't intentional?
It wasn't intentional.
Well,
the guy that made the ad said that himself this morning.
Oh, well, he's just bullcrapping him. You know that. He's playing a little game with him.
Not. But let's give the man the benefit of the doubt.
Who had the sniper thing? What was the guy on late night TV?
Some comedian that's on late night TV.
Sniper
I
wanted.
Now
that, oh, Craig Kilborn?
Yeah.
Boy, that's not funny. I mean, and I ain't saying that Craig Kilborn isn't funny, but that sure wasn't funny.
It was, like I say, the Democrats thought it was funny as hell.
Well, I'm a Republican, but it is sort of funny if you think about it. Craig Kilborn used to do the Daily Show. Did you ever see it?
Well, you just never mind, okay?
Well, I thought it was kind of funny.
I thought it was moderately funny.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
To do.
I understand. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry's show here, and we're talking about the political ad placed by the Republican National Committee, a TV ad that had the subliminal message of rats superimposed on the screen. Now, you know what I mean by a subliminal message? It's a very quick cut. It's a very half second to a second little cut to the word that the mind and the eyes register and see and comprehend, but perhaps we don't recollect seeing it. That's what they call subliminal messaging. In fact, in the movie Exorcist, have you ever seen The Exorcist, where there's actually subliminal cuts to like a demonic face, which was the first time that I'd ever seen that used?
I saw that film, Phil. It was very disturbing.
Yes, Exorcist was quite a jarring film. In any event, you believe that the word was put there purposely by the Republicans?
I believe, Flynn, we're not backing away. Republicans don't back away from anything. Democrats are rats. I hate them.
Calm down.
I just want Gore to lose, and I want to have a great man in there like George Bush, because I don't have a wife and kid.
All right, let me go to Lancaster, California, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, is it Phil?
Yes, sir, hi.
Phil, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to have a chat, if I could, to the gentleman. I'm from Africa, just a bit of my background. I'm in the country.
What part of it? Are you from South Africa?
I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
Are you from South Africa, sir?
I'm from South Africa, yes.
Yes, sir.
And I've only been in the country a few months.
Gary Player is from there, a great golfer.
Yes, sir. And the point I wanted to make was...
the other kid's all about. I was just thinking of the athletes that are...
Never mind the athletes, all right?
Sorry,
We can hear you, sir. Go ahead.
Can we talk?
I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Okay. The point I wanted to make is the gentleman who works all night in the printing press.
I work all night.
Emotional and hurt, and there's particularly a grudge. And where I come from, if you post or present form of public office as a public servant, you should have a high level of moral and a high level of ethics. And I don't think he's doing his particular party any good. And I do understand that he carries a lot of hurt. That's thing. And maybe, sir, you should go and seek some help.
Well, here's the deal.
I don't need to be provocative.
Well, what's about
I mean
that?
It. I mean it in the best of sense.
Yes, sir.
To your political party that you aspire to.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that's the way to fight back to somebody who possibly you think is going to defeat you. There's a better way of doing it.
Well, I can tell you this much. I worked for 8 years to try to bring decency back to the White House.
Sir,
my wife and kids left me.
Excuse me, sir. I don't care if you work your whole life. If you believe you're called to do that, and you do it to the best of your ability.
Well, how come Clinton?
Even if you believe you're losing at this point in time.
Okay, but how come Clinton gets to be
with your correct belief in your heart?
How come Clinton gets to?
Do not go down to the gutter.
I don't want to be in the gutter, but I ride a bus now. I used to drive a car.
I believe does not need to be denigrated to what you believe the president.
Well, I can tell you that Bill Clinton gets to go to parties with Anne Heche, and I can't buy a sniff.
Any thanks for the show, but this guy just. He doesn't seem to want to listen.
I can't buy a whiff. And Bill Clinton is sniffing Anne Heche?
I'm not sure
Clinton.
Against a particular party.
Yes, sir.
But I believe that people
Bill
in any form
all
of public
night long with Anne Heche.
Should hold their head up high and just deal with correct decorum.
Look, what I would say is this.
Republicans, may they continue to fight
right.
a fair battle.
What I would say is this, Larry, that, you know, even if Al Gore gets elected, just go to your printing job every night. Come home, try to meet some girls.
Yeah. What girl's going to go out with a night manager at a print shop? The answer to that question?
Yes,
zero.
Yes, I do. The first thing a girl will look for to a janitor is somebody with a positive mental attitude, somebody that really believes in himself, past baggage or not.
I don't believe in myself right now, but I know probably in 6 months I will.
Well, sir,
if
you deal,
Gore
you deal
is
with
defeated.
One day at a time, and each day is broken up into 24 hours,
right.
and you deal with it piece by piece.
My All right,
heart
sir.
Goes out to you.
I thank you.
I hear you carry a lot of hurt.
Guys from South Africa. Gary Player's from South Africa.
Right. All right, sir, thank you for your call. Gary Player's from South Africa.
Great golfer. He's from South Africa. And in the movie Gandhi, he goes to jail in South Africa, and I remember the prison guard comes out and goes, Gandhi, where's Gandhi? Which semi is it? And I always enjoyed that. Rhodesia, they also talk like that guy does there.
Okay, here is New Market, Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I was calling with reference to this guy. It sounds to me like your biggest problem is the fact that you can't get laid. And it was all over the news, the fact that Bill Clinton got a Hummer in the White House.
I haven't been laid in 4 years. I'm not saying that's my biggest problem.
You made reference to having an orgasm in the bathtub so strong that you get knocked out and no one finds you for 4 days.
Because that's the kind of life I've got.
That's your own choice. It's not Bill Clinton's fault. It's not the party's fault.
Well,
you know,
but I worked on behalf of the Republican Party, and my wife left me. And
because you didn't take care of business at home. You were so busy getting rid of Bill Clinton.
But all I'm saying is I understand the anger behind the guy who put rats up on the TV. That's what the Democrats have done to me. That's a genuine fear of mine, that I'll die alone in a bathroom with my hand soaked in Vaseline.
It sounds to me like you need to get out and find yourself a woman or something and don't worry.
Boy, no kidding. I agree with that, Larry.
Well, I take a bus to work, I take a bag lunch to work, and I work. Where am I going to?
Just, I don't know who, man. Maybe some woman you work with or something. And don't be so desperate about it.
Prostitute off the street.
I was going to say, go to Vegas.
What?
Go to Vegas, man. Do it. Go to Vegas, get one of those booklets from the people that sell them on the street, go up to a hotel room, make a few calls.
God, look it, pal. I've never paid for it in my life, and I never will.
Well, you better start. If I were you, I'd start paying for it.
Well, maybe you're desperate, but I'm not.
Well, it sounds like you are.
You've been sitting here telling us about how you're going to die alone with Vaseline on your hand.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686, Cleveland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Eric from Cleveland.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
All right. How's it going?
Good.
Cleveland's a hell of a town.
Cleveland
Browns.
Help, man.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, what about them? That's besides the point. I'm talking about you, my friend. You know, you're blaming Bill Clinton and everybody because your family left you know, and you're not getting laid and all this stuff, when it sounds to me like you could use a little bit of professional psychology or something. Get your head on straight. Maybe your family will come back. It ain't the Democrats. It ain't the Republicans. It sounds like it's an individual problem.
Well, let me ask you something, okay? Mr. Hendry had a lady on his show last hour.
I don't know Mr. Hendry, and that's besides
no, that's
the point.
Okay,
that's
but
not
I just
even
know.
On the subject.
But I just
the subject
want to ask you
is,
something.
Some lady was peeing into a mason jar.
What
say
if a woman
can't
did
buy, it? You said you ain't been laid in 4 years, right? Well, you know,
I'm not
I was
proud
in the
of that.
Joint and I didn't get laid for 2 years, and I didn't have no problem getting out of the joint and getting laid.
Yeah,
in fact,
but don't
I
they
just
have,
got back from Vegas and went to a chicken house, go right down on Blue Ridge Road, $300.
Don't they have sex in prison?
Ladies, all right?
But don't they have
Take
sex
care
in
of your
prison?
Business, man. Don't hate the player, hate the game. It's not the Republicans, it's not the Democrats. It sounds like it's an individual problem.
All right. Let me ask Larry, what was your comment?
Well, I asked, don't they have sex in prison?
Excuse me?
Don't they have sex in prison?
Yeah, if you're a fag.
Oh, God.
You
don't they have sex
no fag,
in prison?
Man. I like women right. just as much as the next
but,
man.
But what about some chick peeing into a mason jar for some old guy?
Never mind about that, okay?
Well, I was on your...
Hey, you're getting totally off the subject, my man.
Do you want to be... Look at my man, my friend. Do you want to be found dead in the tub with a 10-year-old copy of Playboy and a handful of Vaseline? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, sir.
Who, me?
Yeah.
That'll never happen. I'm a better man than that. I'm a better man than that.
All right,
listen,
sir.
Listen, for every man that's on this planet, there's four women. And if you can't find one of them, well, either you're not looking or you're just gay. One or the other. I mean...
Hey, wait a whoa, 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 whoa. Gay, I'm not. Larry Grover ain't swinging from no vine, okay? I'm not doing tricks
well,
like
Jerry,
a monkey.
Jerry, my dude, listen.
My name's Larry.
Larry, I'm sorry.
And
Larry,
I'm no... I'm not...
Go out to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. Go to one of those... Just get one of those booklets they hand out on the four
Thank
corners there.
Thank you very much.
And they got
they
all
got
of the...
a beautiful place out there. Last night, it's clean.
You can go to
the
concierge in the hotel, and he'll tell you all about it. And,
well, listen to you two guys know all about it, don't you, Hendry?
What?
You know all about it, too, don't you?
I'm a married man.
Oh! Married man, huh?
And I...
But
I don't.
He does know about it.
I don't do
I mean,
it now.
All over the place. It's not like he's doing anything wrong.
Look at
Hendry. He knows about it.
He's a Democrat and he knows all about the chicken ranch.
Hey,
when I was single.
Nothing matter with Democrats.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. When I was single, okay. Here is Palm Desert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. I was just wanting to tell this guy that I think he's got a really big problem. He needs to get his head out of his ass
What?
Just to get on with his life and quit blaming everyone for his own stupid problems.
I tried to buy a prostitute on Sunset Boulevard when I got her, and I'm putting that in quotation marks.
We don't really care.
Guess what surprise I found in her dress?
I don't really care.
Are you a Republican?
Why you're coming off telling everyone what your problems are. It's like,
because
no one
Bill
cares.
Bill Clinton gets to be with Ellen DeGeneres.
Who cares? Why does it bother you so much?
Yeah, what is this thing, man? It's not about Democrats and Republicans. Your problem is with Bill Clinton.
How come women like Al Gore?
Why don't they like Al Gore?
Well, why don't they like George Bush better? You know
why?
Because
he's not good looking. And so what if Democrats are good looking? If that's what you think, then you have a problem. You have an insecurity problem.
All I want to do is, like, maybe 1 minute with a woman with her clothes off.
You know what?
That's all.
You are obsessed.
Wait,
and
after 4 years?
You need to get on with your life. And you know what? You're just
God,
a big
when
joke.
Am I gonna? When
Thank
am I gonna? When am I gonna get laid? Goodbye.
How come he hung up and I can still hear the street? Okay. I mean, it confuses me. I saw this ad, by the way, if you want my 2 cents. It looks like they were shoving the word bureaucrats all around the screen, and it just, you know how they go back and forth, and it just happened to pop up rats, the rats part at the end of bureaucrats, and it's no big thing. But I didn't see it all that much because I was watching the Cartoon Network most of last week. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686, Phil Hendry Show. So the Dr. Laura TV show debuted yesterday, and all I got was this message. Now here at the office, and I work at the same office that Dr. Laura works at, and I work at the same office that Jim Rome works at, and Rush Limbaugh, and some other great talent. And so she's here, and her TV show debuted yesterday. And everybody was watching it. And then I got this message on my phone. See, here at Premier Radio and KFI Radio in Los Angeles, they leave you messages by, if they want to tell everybody something, rather than getting on the PA, like, attention, everyone, there's cake in the thing. Just go get it. You know, you get on the PA. Hey, everyone, we have birthday cake in the third floor coffee room. Go get it. They call you on the phone and leave a message. So you go, oh, look at this, a message light. Maybe it's my wife. Maybe somebody got killed in an automobile accident. I don't know. Maybe I won the Irish sweepstakes. Whatever. Attention. And then it comes on and goes, this is a message for everyone. There's cake in the third floor thing. Great. Huh? Did I go down there, Craig Taylor, my fine engineer, asked me. Did I go down to see if there was cake in the third floor coffee room? No, and you want to know why? Because I don't want to throw up the rest of my lunch. And here's why I say that. Not that Dr. Laura's cake wouldn't be a great cake, but the fact of the matter is, when you send people down to get birthday cake in any office setting, the animal in every human being begins to seep out like something out of Mutual of Freakin' Omaha's Wild Kingdom. In other words, you go down and you find a cake that looks like it was rended by wild beasts. Do you honestly believe I would have found a piece of cake that I could eat? You know, this is an office. This is where people work. In other words, it's filthy down there. You know these refrigerators, the filth pits. They've got memos all over the place around here about keeping that refrigerator clean, where we have our little third-floor coffee room right over here. It's right outside the door. I can go out the door here, go down to the coffee room, grab myself a cup of coffee or whatever I need. And like every other place that I've ever worked, there's a refrigerator. And like every other refrigerator that I've ever worked around, it's filthy. It's full of grunge. There is, you know, you could grow tuberculosis in there. You don't even want to go near it. Now, on top of all of that, they say, hey, everybody, come on down and have a piece of Dr. Laura's cake. Did you go down there, Mike? I could take a microphone down there. There ain't nothing. I'll bet you there's nothing left. I bet you there's big hunks of icing and cake thrown all over the room. Man, it must have been like rawhide. as they came stampeding down the hall, they get some of that cake. So it's a good question. And by the way, I work with great people, so I honestly don't know. But as soon as I got that message, this is a message for everyone. There's Dr. Laura's raspberry cake in the third floor coffee room. Come and get it. I didn't even bother to go down there because I knew what I'd see, and I knew that what I saw would be akin to seeing something out of Die Monster Die or finding the Lindbergh baby pickled in a barrel. I don't know what. I didn't want to go down there and look at that. And because birthday cake, you know, Mike Reagan had a birthday, 9 years on the air. And he had a big piece of cake. And I said to Silva, his producer, would you please bring us a piece of cake? I don't want to go down there and fight my way through a crowd of people. Because I turned around and I said, you know what, guys, I'm going to go down and get a piece of Mike's birthday cake, right? And I, or his anniversary cake. And I took two steps out of the office and I saw a line of people like they were queuing up to see Independence Day, man. It was like down the hall, about 20 people waiting to stick their mud hooks into Mike's anniversary cake. And I turned right around. I said, I ain't going down there. Because I don't know if anybody's licking the knife, wiping it off in their armpit, and then, you know. Oh, you got a clean, I don't know, here, wiping it off in a pit. I don't know what they're doing. And then cutting off big slabs of cake, throwing the large slab of cake onto a paper plate, and, you know, and then going off. You find the crumbs all over the place. I didn't want to take that chance, so I said to Silva, would you bring us some cake? And she was very sweet. She said, yes, we will, Phil. And they did. But you know how it is, man. Don't want to go down and get all that cake. Because that room, like so many other rooms, and a lot of times, I mean, I'm amazed because I go into the coffee room, third floor here, and I see people cooking up beef bourguignon. I saw today Tom Drennan, he had a magnificent feast of, like he had three boiled eggs on a tri-tip steak and baked potato. What are these guys bringing in here? Thanks to my graphic description, according to Craig, you'll never eat office cake again. P.S. We're on the fifth floor, not the third. Thank you, Craig. And by the way, when Silva brought us that cake, she had hoof prints on her back. But really, it's, you know, it's just one of those things. So I would just suggest, but I see guys around here, man, they're cooking up all kinds of meals. Man, I come in with like a bag lunch with a bologna sandwich. Which is exactly what I ate when I was five. I have not progressed not 1 foot beyond where I was when I was 5 years old. Bologna sandwich, an apple, and a carton of milk. That's what I eat today. But when we get that message, attention everybody, there's cake on the fifth floor coffee room. Hey, I got big news for you. First of all, you want to save it for yourselves. That's why you're not letting us know, really, except with that telephone message. And secondly, I don't want it anyway. But anyway, congratulations to Dr. Laura on her TV show. I walked down the hall there. I saw everybody crammed into the room watching it. And I didn't have time. It's on at a very important... I was doing something. I forget what it was. Looks like a winner. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.